Our gospel for this third Sunday of Advent is the gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter, beginning with the 18th verse. In this passage of scripture, we see an episode in the life of Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus, and how it is that God enabled him to see his role in God's plan to keep hope alive. Listen to these words that come to us from the gospel about the birth of Jesus. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Now, because Joseph was a righteous man and he did not want to divorce or rather to embarrass her publicly or expose her to public embarrassment, he had in mind that he would divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home to be his wife. But he had no union with her until she'd given birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. These are the words of God for us this day. Would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, we thank you so much for this incredible act of faith and this message of hope and promise that allows us to see how you work in incredible ways that go beyond what we could ever hope or imagine, and yet you bring hope through your promises fulfilled, even when they defy our earthly logic. Lord, help us this day to see how it is that you are bringing hope alive into our lives, just as you did into the life of Joseph and Mary and all the people of that day. So your desire is to do that again in our day and age. These things we pray in your most holy and precious name. Amen. I invite you to please be seated. So today, this third Sunday of Advent, this day, 1 week before Advent 4/Christmas Eve, I am wondering. You see, Advent is a season of wonder. Oh, I know that we all are aware that Christmas is a season of wonder. In fact, there's the wonder of the Christ child. There's the wonder of Mary, the mother of Jesus, as she pondered all of these things in her heart. There is the wonder of the wise men as they wandered to find Jesus. Yes, this season is a season of wonder, but in stark contrast to the wonder, the awe-filled wonder of Christmas, Advent is a season of wonder in a different form. The Advent season is a season set aside by the church for us to wonder in the context of reflection. It's a season in which we are invited to pray and to reflect and to ponder and to wonder about God's words and God's promises. It's a season when we are invited to pause. It's a season when God invites us to see things just a little bit differently as we ponder them from God's perspective and see how it is that God desires to keep hope alive, how it is that God desires to bring light into an otherwise very dark world sometimes. I think that's what Joseph was doing in our gospel for today. I think he was wondering about what it is that he found out about Mary having a baby when he knew that he'd had no part in that process. Wondering about what a righteous man should do in this situation. Wondering about his reputation. Wondering about the message from the angel. Wondering about the honor bestowed on him to give this baby its name. Wondering about the meaning of that name, Jesus, which means the one who saves his people from their sins. Wondering about the power that this little baby was to have, that he could forgive even sins. Wondering about his role in all of that. Wondering about prophecy being fulfilled. Like the prophecy from Isaiah 64, verse 6, in which the scripture says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." A powerful prophecy by the prophet, so powerful and profound that the apostle Paul was quoting that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, when he echoed those words you heard Matt read for us today. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Do you wonder about those words this day? Have you taken time to pause and reflect what those words might mean for your life? How it is that God might be bringing those words into fruition, not only in Joseph's life, but in your life? Have you taken time this Advent season, even as we've taken time to light the Advent candles, to reflect on these kinds of things? This isn't merely a time out for us to kind of rehearse our Christmas lists, although some of us are tempted to do that. This is a time designed by God for us to reflect upon the words of the prophet, upon the faith of Joseph and Mary and all those involved in this process that God had put in place with his prophecy. I'm sure that Joseph was no doubt wondering about his future. I'm sure that Joseph was wondering about why God had picked him at this time, in this place, to have this role. Why him? Have you ever wondered about that? Ever found yourself in a situation where you thought, God, why me? I mean, you could have picked my brother Rick for this. Why me? Why me be in this role? Why me do this thing? Why are you asking this of me? Ever found yourself in that situation? I'm sure that Joseph had to be thinking, why me? This isn't how it was supposed to go. This isn't how I'd planned it. This isn't how we drew it up in our wedding planner schedule that we sent out by Facebook. This isn't the way it was supposed to play out. I'm sure that Joseph was wondering about the daddy role. I'm sure he was wondering about what it meant to be the daddy for the Savior of the world. Can you imagine that? What's it like? Not only to have a baby, but the baby is supposed to be the Savior of the world. You got to be the daddy? Come on. He's got to. Don't you think? Put yourself in that situation. Don't you think he's got to be wondering about that? Allow the scriptures to come to life. They're real folks. These are real live people through whom God was doing incredible things, and God is still doing incredible things through us today. Put yourself in that situation to better understand how it is that God wants to work through you today. I'm sure that Joseph was wondering what was going to happen next. He never saw this one coming. And if he didn't see this coming, then what was going to happen next? He had to be, don't you think, wondering about that? And as Joseph was wondering, if you really listened to the gospel today, you saw how Joseph began to see how it was that God was keeping hope alive through this very special plan of which he was a part. I have to tell you, I've been doing a fair amount of wondering this Advent season myself. I'm wondering if this is the year that I'll finally get the right presents to make others happy. I wonder if maybe this is the year it'll finally come together. I'm wondering about that. I'm also wondering about, as Pastor PJ was talking about all those worship services we're going to have next Sunday, I'm wondering about how we're going to pull off 10 worship services in one day. I'm kind of wondering a little bit about that. And if you really do the math, Pastor PJ is leading a Saturday night worship service, an Advent 4 service. That's 11. And if you really want to know the totality of all, we're going to be leading a worship service. Good Shepherd is. Judd, you're probably preaching at the Convalescence Center. Many of you are helping to lead a worship service at the Convalescence Center for those who can't get out and go anywhere else to worship. That's something Good Shepherd does. That's number 12. We've got 12 worship services, folks, next weekend. Now, we know that God's got it all under control. We know that. But we pastors and we church musicians kind of wonder about how that's going to go. We wonder about that kind of stuff. As I reflect upon these things about which I am wondering this Advent 2017, I have to admit and confess that these are really, as we would say down on the farm, small potatoes compared to what Joseph was wondering about during that very first Advent, when the prophecies of God were finally going to be fulfilled after a 400-year period of time since the last prophecy. Now they're finally being enacted, and he's got to be wondering, why me, why now? You've waited this long, Lord, and you chose me. He's got to be wondering about all of that. I'm guessing that you, Kim, and you, Frank, are kind of wondering about whether or not we could pull off baptism for you this time of year. And we ordinarily don't have baptism at a 9:30 service on a day when we're having communion in the sanctuary, but we made an exception because you were coming all the way from California, and this was the weekend when you could be with family. And so we wondered and thought, yes, we can make this happen. And so your wondering is coming to fruition. I'm guessing that you as parents are kind of wondering too why it is that Nathan and Lincoln have such very different personalities already. I mean, same mom, same dad, same house. They're twins. They're fraternal, but they are really have different personalities. You've told me that already. You're probably wondering about that. Parents do wonder about how their children can be so different when they come from the same parents. Wondering, maybe some of you are wondering about whether or not a certain loved one will be with you this Christmas. Our church community knows that some of you are aware, Millie Birch, long time member of Good Shepherd, used to sit right there where you were sitting, Pete, and Millie would sit there. Her good friend Brett would sit either right before or right in front of her or right behind her. They became buddies. Millie was so excited that such a good-looking young man would pay attention to her, so she made sure she sat in that spot, and they became good friends. Millie passed away this week. But what turns that sadness for the family from wondering into rejoicing is that Millie knew Jesus. And Millie knew the meaning of Jesus' name. Jesus was the one who had saved her from her sins. And Millie wasn't bashful about proclaiming that truth. And so Millie's wondering about her health issues and about her confinement to a care center all revolved around her assurance that Jesus loved her and Emmanuel, God with us, was with her. And so she saw in that how God was keeping hope alive in her life. I'm wondering this Advent 2017 if maybe some of you are wondering about how it is that you can share your faith this season. Well, really, it's the faith that God has given you as a gift to share. But I know in my own life, it's so easy to be spiritually distracted, to be consumed with the stuff of getting the presents and that, versus focusing on the gift that God has given us to share, the gift of Jesus Christ, His Son, Jesus, the one who has come to save the world, His Son, Emmanuel, God with us. I'm wondering how it is, including me, we'll find ways to share Emmanuel, God with us, this season. For those who need to experience that hope, those who need to see that hope in their lives. As we contemplate all that Joseph must have wondered about when he chose not to expose Mary to public disgrace, when he heard the message of the angel, when he got his job description of being the one to give this child its name, the name Jesus, which means the one who saves us from our sins, fulfilling prophecy, Emmanuel, God with us. That baby that would keep hope alive. And in the midst of all of that, God allowing him to see how God was working in his life. As we think about all that Joseph was wondering about, I'm wondering, truly wondering, what you are wondering about today. I'm wondering about how it is that God wants to use each of us. Like God had a special role for Joseph, God has a special role for each of us. I'm wondering what person God wants us to reach out and touch, to help them see, to help keep hope alive in their lives. I'm wondering about that. I was talking with my godmother, Donna Mae Reiches, this past week. I love my conversations with her. They're so fun. At age 93, she was hosting a birthday party for one of the kids in the center where she lives. It was a 75th birthday for that youngster. She had ordered some special pies from the bakery. She had planned games, as Donna Mae would do. She had all kinds of activities and a meal planned and a birthday celebration with all of that. And at the end of their partying, she said, "I've got one more birthday surprise for you. We are all going to go Christmas caroling together. We're going to go Christmas caroling next door to the part of our center where those who are less ambulatory, those who are confined to wheelchairs and confined to their beds, we're going to go and we're going to sing Christmas carols." Donna Mae told me, she said, that was kind of a risk. I didn't know what they would think about that. I was wondering how that would be received because I didn't even know what church some of these people went to and if they even believed. But I said, no, we're all going to do this. And if you know Donna Mae, that meant that they're all going to go do that. And they did do that. And they sang Christmas carols. And she said to me, she said, some of those people, that was risky stuff. She wasn't sure. But she said some of the people told her they saw Christmas in a whole new light as they were able to help keep hope alive for those residents in that home this year. This last week I was watching the news and I saw this special report about a Chicago police officer, Officer Maddox. 20-some years ago, Officer Maddox started an after-school program for under-resourced children in a gang-infested neighborhood. And it was an after-school program designed both to keep them safer and to teach them values while they were being tutored. It was a risky endeavor, but she's been going at this ministry for some 20-some years now. And the word that kept surfacing throughout the whole report on news was the word hope. She said over and over again, this was the way in which she could help keep hope alive. This is how they could see hope being kept alive for them. And over these 20-some years, it had made a difference in that neighborhood. Kids were growing up with different values other than what they were being surrounded with, and they were impacting that particular neighborhood, and it was making a difference. And she said it's because she was allowed to bring hope, and they saw how hope was being kept alive. This last week, I saw an interview with a prominent Democrat whose son had died from cancer, and he was consoled. Boy, he's really good. Baptized and walking on the same day. That's awesome. Baptism helps us all walk by faith. I love these visuals, you know. And so this prominent Democrat whose son died from cancer was consoling a prominent Republican whose father, a prominent Republican, is dying, or at least is very sick with cancer. And the word that kept popping up in that conversation was hope. It was a way of keeping hope alive. How is it that God is keeping hope alive in your life this Advent? How is it that you are being allowed, as was Joseph, to see how God keeps hope alive this Advent? As I wonder about Joseph and I wonder about how Lincoln will be raised, I'm wondering how it is that God will be working in your lives. I know God's going to be working in Lincoln's life because God has blessed him with Kim and with Frank. And Kim and Frank not only have made verbal promises, but they believe the promises they have made this day. Those promises, I know, in talking with them, are important. And these promises that God gives us at Advent are so important for each of us. How is it, I wonder, how God will use each of us to allow others to see his message of keeping hope alive? Would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, we thank you for Lincoln. We thank you that you've allowed him to walk. And we pray that we would all walk by faith. We pray that we might see how it is that you keep hope alive, and how it is that you call each of us to special roles of keeping hope alive through your message, your promise, your Son, Jesus Christ, the one who came to save us from our sins, the one who's known as Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. We start acolyte training early here.